them to life, surely I would hear the distant laughter. Wasn't it you and me surviving the night? You're fading out of my sight swiftly. You're vanishing, drifting away. You're vanishing. Oh, I was so enraptured. No sensibility to open my eyes, I misunderstood. Now you're fading faster. It's suddenly hard to see. You're taking the light, letting the shadows inside swiftly. You're vanishing, nowhere. You're vanishing. Oh, you're vanishing, drifting nowhere. You're. Reaching out into the distance, searching for spirits of the past. Just a trace of your existence to but now you're fading faster. Getting so hard to see. Taking the light, letting the darkness inside swiftly. You're vanishing, drifting away. You're vanishing. So far away. Oh, 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 you're
every performer has a place that they dream about performing, that they've always dreamt about performing in. For me, it was the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Just to be there and have that audience respond to me in the way that they did and accept me was an amazingly incredible feeling. And it just sort of made me feel like, yeah, I'm here, you know what I mean? I've arrived in a sense.
Check one. Check. Step one, step two. Step one, just read everything. Step one, step two.
It was pretty amazing to be on the same stage that some of my idols have performed on back when they were first starting out. You know, people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin and Gladys Knight. And just to say, you know, wow, I'm actually singing on the same stage where some of these people made their debut performances was an incredible feeling. Lucky for me, I didn't have to do odd jobs for too long before I got my record deal, because it probably would have been the death of me. I remember I got fired from, this is an exaggeration, but around 20 waitressing jobs because, and hostessing and coat checking, because I used to sit there and wear my headphones and they would be calling me and I'd be like, da da da. And they'd be like, where's Mariah? And no one knew, but I'd be sitting there writing lyrics, listening to my headphones. And another time, I was working in a hair salon. Actually, I only kept this job for like 2 days because the owner liked to name his workers. So I walked in and I would see little signs like lightning and electricity and all these little nameplates above their stations. So I was like, that's kind of weird. So one day I was sweeping up the hair off of the floor, and this man kept staring at me, and everyone was like, that's the boss, that's the boss. So I was like, okay, what does this guy want? So he kept coming up to me and going, what's your name again? What's your name again? And I kept saying, Mariah, Mariah. And he was like, okay, Mariah, Mariah. And then he'd walk over to the other side of the room and just stare at me. So I was like, okay, what? So he walks up to me again, and he goes, what's your name again? And I said, Mariah. And he goes, well, now it's Echo. And I was just like, Echo? And he said, yes, Echo. And I said, why is that? And he said, because I said that's your name. That's your new name. When you work in my store, I name you. So I was like, these are not slave days. You cannot name me. And I just said, okay, I'll see you later. And I left. I had just finished my album, and I was out promoting it on sort of a little mini tour. And I went home one weekend and wrote a song with my writing partner, Ben Margulies, called Love Takes Time. And I went to the next city, and it was just sort of business as usual. My record was being mastered. It was mastered, and it was ready. It was being pressed. And so I was all excited, and I just said to one of the executives from the label, here, listen to this. This is what I'm starting to write for my next album. And a bunch of them sat around, and they listened to it, and one of them looked up at me and said, this is a number one record. You have to put this on this album. And I was like, no. It took me so long to finish the first album, and I was just like, I'm done with this finally. And then I had to go back into the studio. Luckily, I took their advice, because Love Takes Time became my second number one single. So thank God I did it.
Couldn't see that I was blind to let